听力课堂，听 class.com。
Friends, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve, and we thank you for joining us today. Well, parrots make great pets, but like so many pets, they are sometimes abused, neglected, or abandoned. That is sad, but there's hope. The organization Studio Classroom is highlighting this month takes neglected parrots and offers them a healthy and safe environment to heal. It's called the World Parrot Refuge, located on Vancouver Island in Canada's British Columbia. Now, why don't we open our magazines to page 31 and begin reading this, our third day of Birds of a Feather Find Sanctuary at World Parrot Refuge.
Birds of a Feather Find Sanctuary at World Parrot Refuge. A new macaw section will be finished soon and will increase the length of the cages to 100 feet to give the flocks even more fly space. Visitors are discouraged from touching the birds in cages, but Hunt Batch and her staff often bring individual birds out to be cuddled and cooed over. The trustworthy may get a lip-to-beak kiss from Hunt Batch. It costs about $500 a year to treat and house a healthy parrot. Hunt Batch has watched the refuge grow to a $300,000 a year enterprise. Most of the money comes from donations and admission fees.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Linda.
And I'm Chelsea, and we are so glad that you've decided to join us for our third day of talking about the World Parrot Refuge on Vancouver Island. Now, we've learned for the past 2 days that this is a wonderful bird sanctuary that Wendy Hunt Batch started back in 2005 that houses over 700 birds. And many of these birds have been abused and battered. But because of Wendy Hunt Batch and her team, they are recovering and doing well these days. And visitors can go and see these birds during their running hours anytime during the week. Well, right now we want to learn some more about this special bird sanctuary. So let's get started with our text.
Let's look at the first sentence here. A new macaw section will soon be finished and will increase the length of the cages to 100 feet to give the flocks even more fly space. Okay, we know that before the bird had up to 50 feet to fly, but now it's going to be increased to 100 feet. I think by the time that I visited here, it was already increased to 100 feet. So they have a lot of room to form flocks, as we said, and to fly around and to roost in their trees.
That's great. The more space for the birds, the better. They are large birds and need a lot of space to fly. It goes on to say that visitors are discouraged from touching the birds in cages, but Hunt Batch and her staff often bring individual birds out to be cuddled and cooed over. Well, that's our grammar on the go sentence, so let's see what Liz has to say about it.
Hello, friends. How are you today? My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. I'm visiting a rainforest today, and if I'm lucky, I might be able to see some real parrots. Not like this one. Obviously, seeing parrots in the wild is different from seeing them at the World Parrot Refuge in British Columbia. Anyhow, before I continue on with my hike through the rainforest, here's today's grammar tip sentence. Visitors are discouraged from touching the birds in cages. Notice the verb in the sentence, discourage. You might know this word to mean the feeling of sadness or hopelessness, like, I was discouraged when my team lost. But in the case of today's sentence, discouraged followed by the word from has a different meaning. It means stopping somebody from doing something by letting them know it's a bad idea. In other words, today's grammar tip sentence just means that visitors are told not to touch the birds in cages. Use this phrase to discourage from when you want to talk about how someone should be or is convinced not to do something. For example, like Romeo and Juliet, the two young lovers were discouraged by their families from seeing each other again. Or, Tom is discouraging his son from studying music because he wants him to become a doctor. If you turn to today's grammar tip section in your Studio Classroom magazine, you'll find more example sentences there. That's it for today. Thanks for joining me here. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Liz. Let's take a closer look at this sentence, okay? It says that even though people are discouraged from touching those birds, Hunt Batch and her staff often bring individual birds out to be cuddled. Cuddled here just means to be held. These birds are very, very friendly. We got to hold lots of birds. Actually, Hunt Batch took us into the cages, so we were standing in amongst all these birds, and we could cuddle them, hold them. They flew and landed on our hands, on our shoulders, and we also could coo over them. To coo over them is like to talk to them softly.
Okay, I think that I would enjoy this cuddling and cooing with a bird. I know this is something, these are words we often use when we're talking about babies. We like to cuddle and coo over babies. So you can do the same with these birds at the World Parrot Refuge. And the trustworthy may even get a lip-to-beak kiss from Hunt Batch. So some of the birds who trust Hunt Batch the most might even let her give them a kiss. I think that would be a sight to see.
It is. When we were there, she gave them drinks of water out of her water bottle that she was drinking out of. They all know her. They all come to her so readily. It's really, really interesting to see. And they know that they can trust her and that she loves them. Well, let's continue with our text here. You know, it costs about $500 a year to treat and house a healthy parrot. Can you imagine? That is for a healthy parrot. And a lot of the birds that come to Hunt Batch are not healthy. She has watched the refuge grow from $300,000 a year enterprise. So here we have one of our vocabulary words, enterprise. Tell us about that.
Well, an enterprise in this case is just talking about a business organization. So over the years, since 2005, when she started, her business, her enterprise, has grown to a $300,000 a year business. So this is a lot of money. A lot of money goes into taking care of these birds. So there's a lot of upkeep, and there are some major expenses.
Right, especially to one bird she told us about costs $4,000 to treat. And so that, you know, that's a lot of money. And a lot of the money comes from donations, and from admission fees. This is not free to go into, but it's not a lot either. And it's a very interesting and educational thing for a family to do. And schools also go there to go on educational tours. So they get a lot of money from donations and also from the admission fees. Okay, let's now go see what Chat Room has to say to us before we take our break.
So Ashley, how was the children's story time the other day?
Oh, it went pretty well. I told them a story about a flock of birds that retired from flying in order to learn how to swim.
That's hilarious. They must have loved it. So what happens to the birds?
They meet a school of fish who want to learn how to fly.
Do you mean a school for fish?
No, I mean a school of fish. A group of fish is called a school of fish, just like a group of birds is called a flock of birds.
English has so many different words to describe groups of animals, right?
Yes, it does. And not just animals, but anything that is a collective noun. A collective noun is a group of something.
So what are some examples of collective nouns?
Well, we have a litter of cats or kittens.
Litter? Doesn't that mean to leave trash on the ground?
Yes, that's another meaning for it.
What about dogs?
Well, adult dogs are called a pack of dogs. And pack is also used for wolves and rats.
What about herd? Doesn't that describe a group of cows?
Yes, you can say a herd of cattle, elephants, giraffes, horses, and pigs.
So it's important to remember that there are a lot of descriptions for collective nouns.
Yes, when in doubt, it's best to use group instead.
So you mean it's safe to say a group of fish, birds, cats, or dogs?
Yes, that's right. There are many more words to describe groups of animals. Let me look up a list of them for you.
That would help me out a lot, thanks. 英文有许多不同的字用来表示一群，像 flock 可以指一群鸟、绵羊或山羊。Herd 也是指一群，通常用在家畜或者野兽。Pack 通常是用在狗、狼或者老鼠。Litter 除了表示纸屑，也可以用来表示一窝或者一胎的小动物。School 除了是学校，也可以是一群鱼 ，a school of fish。若你不确定要该用哪一个字，最简单的方法就是用 group。Okay, time now for a break. Studio Classroom will be right back.
Welcome back, friends. If each of these 700 parrots could talk, I mean, really talk, you'd hear some sad stories of neglect and abuse. Wendy Huntbatch has a big heart and has made it her life's mission to help these parrots by giving them the safety, stability, and love they need. We're in the middle of discussing the finances required to keep 700 parrots alive and happy. How much does it cost? And where does this money come from? We'll find out as we wrap up our reading on line 5 over on page 32.
Birds of a feather find sanctuary at World Parrot Refuge. But in the past year, the Provincial Lotteries Commission has added the refuge to the list of nonprofit agencies it is required by law to help support. About $75,000 has come to the refuge from lottery players. Canadian casinos have donated $11,000 toward an enlarged veterinary hospital to be built on site. These birds' days as pets are over. They can't be adopted, although visitors can sign up to donate funds to virtually adopt one. They're ours now, says Huntbatch. We'll care for them and love them until they're old and gray, just like old people.
Welcome back. We have just learned that the World Parrot Refuge has grown to a $300,000 a year enterprise. A lot of these birds need a lot of care, and that costs a lot of money. But we find out here that in the past year, the Provincial Lotteries Commission has added the refuge to the list of nonprofit agencies it is required by law to help support. Let's pause there for just a moment and look at the word nonprofit. If an organization is nonprofit, that just means that they do not make money, and especially because their purpose was established for some other reason. There are a lot of nonprofit organizations that help people in need all over the world. And so this, of course, is a nonprofit organization that helps birds that are in need. But Linda, I also noticed a term here, Provincial Lotteries Commission, that I'm not sure I'm quite clear on.
Okay, provincial here, if you remember back to our article we talked about last week about Victoria, we know that Canada is made up of provinces, not states. The United States has states and we have state governments. Canada has provinces and provincial governments. So this province, they have Provincial Lotteries Commission. So this commission is an organization, and lotteries is a game of chance that people play. So they have kind of, I suppose it would be like gambling. You bet money and you hope to win something. So this commission has given money, or put the World Parrot Refuge on its list, and they take money that they earn or from people to give to help support this refuge.
That's great. So they are now required by law to help support the World Parrot Refuge. And about $75,000 has come to the refuge from lottery players alone. So after that law was put into place, money started coming in, and that $75,000 would make a nice dent in that $300,000 per year we know that it takes to run the World Parrot Refuge. Now we're starting to learn about Canadian casinos. We see that word casinos there. Linda, have you ever been to a casino?
Yeah, actually, I have been to a casino. If for our readers who don't know what a casino is, it's a place, a building, where you go to play games, and usually you bet money. I didn't bet a lot of money. I just bet 50 cents once. But these Canadian casinos, they have donated $11,000 toward enlarging the veterinary hospital that's going to be built there on the site. So I'm quite excited, actually, because I have been in their original hospital, which is not that large, and so they're going to enlarge it or make it even bigger.
Wow, so it sounds like the World Parrot Refuge, when it started in 2005, maybe it wasn't that big, but several years later, 5 years later now, they have over 700 birds. They are getting a larger veterinary hospital to take care of them. They're expanding the inside of the Parrot Refuge. It is just a growing business, and it sounds like the local communities have helped support this organization in many, many ways. Our article goes on to say that these birds' days as pets are over. And that's probably a good thing from what we have learned so far in our article. And they can't be adopted anymore, although visitors can sign up to donate funds to virtually adopt one. So people cannot own these birds as pets anymore, but they can be adopted virtually.
Right. So virtually means not real. We often think of virtually or virtual having to do with computers. So you can go and see what your bird looks like. You can adopt a specific bird and give money to it. So you can virtually adopt it. And Hunt Batch goes on to say, they're ours now. We're going to care for them and love them until they're old and gray, just like old people. So the birds are going to have a permanent home to stay in. They have a place to stay where they're going to feel safe, and they're going to grow old, just like people. So Hunt Batch plans on growing old with them. Well, we're going to look at a video now and see our skit, and we'll see you again here on Studio Classroom.
This is incoming and special needs. Special needs started off as a section over there, but they can fly back and forth. Incoming is because birds that come to live here have to learn how to adjust. It doesn't take them long. And then they find parrots for friends, and then they eventually build up a flock, and then we move a whole flock in with the other flocks. That's how we do it, yeah. And you can't put one bird on its own. You know, I don't know if you've ever joined a school halfway through the term. You're ostracized. So it's always better when they find their own friends.
So how long do they need to stay
incoming? It entirely depends on the bird. They could be here 3 months, they could be here 3 years.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
What's your name?
Parrots. In honesty, parrots are smarter than people. Parrots speak English. I've worked with parrots for more than 25 years. I don't speak a word of parrot. It's true, I don't. Babe there, this blue and gold, was my first macaw after the theft of my own I bought for myself. And I raised him. And in the meantime, Millie came in. You know, she was unwanted. She came in. And she nurtured that baby and made him into her husband, and they've been together for 14 years. Yeah, she just nurtured him. You know, they're absolutely totally bonded that to him. And he still will fly on me at times, you know. It's like just to let me know that, yeah, I am him. Yeah. But he adores her, just adores her.
So, little parrot, how did you find out about the World Parrot Refuge?
A little birdie told me. A little birdie told me.
Hey, that's funny. You know, sometimes instead of telling someone how you found out something, you say that.
A little birdie told me. A little birdie told me.
For example...
Happy birthday! Happy birthday!
Hey, how did you know about my birthday?
A little birdie told me. A little birdie told me.
Yeah, that's a great example. So tell me, what do you think about the World Parrot Refuge?
It's for the birds. It's for the birds.
Hey, when someone says something is for the birds, they usually mean they don't like it. Or maybe it's not very useful. For example, someone might say...
Do you want to buy my old computer?
No, thanks. Old computers are for the birds. I'd rather have a new one.
For the birds!
Sometimes we can joke about that. How do you like this place?
It's for the birds! It's for the birds!
See? That's funny, because hundreds of birds live here. It really is for the birds.
Yes, it is. I like it. I like it.
Anyway, hey, it's time to go. I gotta run.
Oops, gotta fly.
See you next time. Bye-bye.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 第一个重点我们看 cuddle 这个动词。Cuddle 是指亲热的拥抱。例如 ,the mom cuddled her crying baby in her arms. 这个妈妈用双臂抱着她正在哭的小宝宝。或者是 ,the mother bear cuddled her cubs. 母熊拥抱着她的小熊们。Cuddle 也指依偎。例如 ,the couple cuddled in the love seat. 这对情侣依偎在双人座的小沙发里。继续我们看的是 non-profit 这个形容词 ,non 这个字首是指没有 ,profit 是指利益或利润所以 non-profit 是指非盈利的。例如 ,the Red Cross is a world-renowned non-profit organization, 红十字会是全世界都知道的非盈利组织或者是 non-profit organizations often receive tax benefits,非盈利组织通常都会享有税制上的优惠。它的反义字就是 for profit, 意思是盈利的。例如 ,a for profit school, 一所以盈利为导向的学校。最后我们看的是 virtually, 这个副词。我们首先看它的形容词 virtual。virtual 是指实际上的。所以副词 virtually 是指实际上、事实上或者是差不多。例如Virtually all the employees of the factory agreed to come back to work after a week-long strike. 经过一个星期的罢工，实际上几乎所有的人都同意复工。And we virtually have to say goodbye now. I'll see you around. Bye-bye.
Birds of a feather find sanctuary at World Parrot Refuge.A new macaw section will be finished soon and will increase the length of the cages to 100 feet to give the flocks even more fly space. Visitors are discouraged from touching the birds in cages, but Hunt Batch and her staff often bring individual birds out to be cuddled and cooed over. The trustworthy may get a lip-to-beak kiss from Hunt Batch. It costs about $500 a year,to treat and house a healthy parrot. Hunt Batch has watched the refuge grow to a $300,000 a year enterprise. Most of the money comes from donations and admission fees. But in the past year, the Provincial Lotteries Commission has added the refuge to the list of nonprofit agencies it is required by law to help support.About $75,000 has come to the refuge from lottery players. Canadian casinos have donated $11,000 toward an enlarged veterinary hospital to be built on site. These birds' days as pets are over. They can't be adopted, although visitors can sign up to donate funds to virtually adopt one. They're ours now, says Huntbatch. We'll care for them and love them until they're old and gray, just like old people.
Cairo Arrival, Chapter 9. From our previous episode...
What? The police? Why? What are you talking about?
I'm sorry, Mr. Baxton, but we have not been entirely honest. Jenny has had anything but a good time since her arrival.
Kate proceeded to recount the day's events. Mr. Baxton just stared incredulously. When she finished, he clapped his hands lightly together.
I'm so sorry about this, Jenny. This is not a warm welcome indeed. But I don't believe going to the police at this point is the best option. Why don't we get you two girls something to eat and talk about it over dinner?
Unfortunately, Jenny just couldn't eat much. She knew better than to panic, but wasn't sure what she could or should do.
I'm sorry, Mr. Baxton. I just can't eat. I need to get back to the hotel. Maybe my dad has left a message there, Kate. I'll go alone. Just help me get a taxi back. I'll be okay. Please excuse me.
30 minutes later, she was back in the hotel. There were no messages at the front desk, so she went up to her room and turned on the TV. As she did, she froze.
This just in. A bomb has exploded on one of Cairo's most famous attractions, the Pharaoh's Cruise. There are 14 confirmed deaths, and a reported 40 people are in serious condition in the hospital. Police suspect terrorists from the...
Friends, if you want more information about this very special organization, log on to www.worldparrotrefuge.org and take a look around. Friends, I know this was a high-level lesson, so to help with your comprehension, we've provided a fun key points activity there at the bottom of page 32. Simply take the words and use them to create a proper English sentence. When you're done, compare your sentences with the suggested answers on page 73. Everyone, have a great weekend, and we'll see you all on Monday. Bye-bye, friends.